65 we're using with the radar update. We now have a severe thunderstorm just northeast of Okarchi. This particular storm is moving off to the northeast at about 25 miles an hour. Could be producing half-dollar size hail winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Another severe storm continues in southern Cattle County, located just south of Fort Cobb. It's also moving to the east-northeast, but at a slightly lower speed, about 20 miles an hour. WXYWN. QST, QST, WX5WN with a radar update. We continue to have a severe thunderstorm located near Fort Cobb. Movements to the northeast at about 25 miles an hour. It could be producing hail to the size of half dollars and winds in excess of 60 miles an hour as it moves across eastern Caddo and extreme western Grady counties through 215. WX5WN. Tornado warning for Logan and southeast Kingfisher counties. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles west of Cache, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. In addition to the possibility of a tornado, a large hail up the size of golf balls is expected with the storm. WX5WN. QST, QST, WX5WN. We have a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Guthrie, moving east at 30 miles an hour, along with the possibility of a tornado is hail to the size of golf balls. The storm will be moving across east central portions of Logan County, southwestern Payne, and northwestern Lincoln through 3 p.m. Again, tornado warning until 3 p.m. for east central Logan, northwest Lincoln, southwest Payne counties. WX5OUN. QST, QST, WX5WN, radar update. Supercell thunderstorm that still has a tornado warning on it is in northeast portions of Logan County, located just northwest of Langston between State Highway 33 and I-35, and crossing into Payne County momentarily. Largest hail will actually be in Payne County to the north of Coil. Area of rotation that could produce a tornado will remain in north and eastern portions of Logan County, in the Langston area and a little bit south there. Part of southwest, we have a severe thunderstorm in Grady County. It's now located near Vernon. It looks like it's going to be affecting the Chickasha area momentarily with large hail and strong winds. And later on, will be affecting Amber. This particular storm is moving east at 25 miles an hour. WX5WN.
FHR, FHR, LLI. KF5HR. Can you still see the lowered area?
Yeah, but it's pretty high.
Where are you located?
I just used Chickasha by the sports complex, headed to Amber.
Okay, where do you see the area that's lowered area?
Say it's between the Chickasha Airport and McDonald's, but they're on the turnpike, but it looks pretty organized right now.
Do that. Let us know if anything changes. Appreciate it, KB5LLI.
This is KF5HR.
AFO.
Go ahead.
If you got a good spotter on the ground, I'm going to turn it over to them in Chickasha. Also, you have Rising Scud on the south side of Chickasha.
Yes, SL, Rising Scud on the south side of Chickasha. KB5LLI.
Hi, KFI Puget.
Station. Yes, sir.
We're still looking northwest towards Chickasha, and we can confirm that rising scud, and we are seeing very slight rotation now for the first time on the north side.
Okay. On the north side of what?
That north side of the wall cloud currently.
And are you still located near Tabler?
Correct, same location as earlier.
USL, KV5LLI, net control.
Southwest of Blanchard and just northeast of Middleburg. WX5, where you in?
Forest Cape at a pin.
The fourth North Texas County that's in that tornado watch still can is Archer, Baylor, and Clay in Wichita.
Eyes away from the radio here. What did you say, Wade?
The four counties that's in that tornado watch that was added was Archer, Baylor, Clay, and Wichita, and that's still 10.
Archer, Baylor, Wichita, and what county was added?
Clay.
The tornado watch?
Ready.
Roger, that activity there from Mears to Apache down to west or east of Lawton now continues to build, and so we'll see what happens with it. Looks like the activity near Chickasha may be pulsing a little bit. KB5 LLI.
Roger. KB5 again.
QST WX5UN. In addition to all that, new activities now developing Wichita County, northwest Archer, and eastern Baylor counties from Park Burnett, southwest across Dundee, and down into the southeast corner of Baylor County. These initial cells are moving northeastward. And the ones in northern Comanche and southern Caldwell County are starting to move in a more northeasterly direction as well. WX5UN.
Thank you, Forrest. KB5 again.
The time is 2:55 p.m.
This is the WX5OKC repeater.
QST WX5UN with the radar update. We now have a severe thunderstorm 4 miles northeast of Medicine Park, moving east at 25 miles an hour. The storm could produce hail to the size of golf balls and wind gusts in excess of 70 miles an hour as it moves across northeastern Comanche and southeastern Caddo counties through 345. WX5UN.
QSL, KB5 LLI, net control.
WX5UN, Comanche County.
Location, Troy.
Near my house.
QSL.
Forest, Southside OTN.
Go ahead, Wade.
Just got a phone call from a person 5 miles west of Fletcher. Quarter size hail current time and a bunch of it.
All right. 5 miles west of Fletcher, current time. Did you say quarters?
Yes, sir.
Quarter size hail, 5 miles west of Fletcher, current time. OUN, copy.
Quarter size hail, 5 miles west of Fletcher, current time.
Roger.
WX5OUN. USD, QST, WX5OUN. Tornado warning is now in effect for McLean and extreme eastern Grady counties. Severe thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado. Current location about 4 miles south of Middleburg, moving east at 20 miles an hour. This does clip the extreme western portion of Cleveland County. It does affect Purcell, Noble, Blanchard, Goldsby, Washington, Cole, Dibble, and Middleburg. WX5OUN.
W5LLI, QSL.
KB5LLI, KB10, 5 miles west of Fletcher, ping pong, old shop, L.
Ping pong ball size hail, 5 miles west of Fletcher, current time. N5EIN, KB5LLI. Where do you see that area of concern there? Okay. You gonna call an updraft area? Do that. OUN now seeing an updraft area there to the south of Elgin. KB5LLI.
KB5LLI, KF5GMU.
Yes, sir.
I echo that report there. I'm two west of Rush Springs on Highway 17, looking towards the west. Plenty of rising scud. Pretty close to the surface, heading into the updraft area.
All right, thank you, Austin. Let us know if you see anything further. KB5LLI.
10-4, KF5GMU.
This is the WX50KV repeater.
OUNLLI.
LLI, GMU.
Go ahead, Austin.
Hey, still seeing a good, strong, lowered area here. A lot of rising scud still lifting up from the surface here, so I continue to watch this. No sign of rotation just yet, but still a pretty significant lowered area just out of the bottom of this storm system.
Okay. Stay with it, Austin. Appreciate it. It's going to be telling Charlie right now, I believe. Let me look, make sure. Yeah, for all significant, you know, for all purposes, that's going to be telling Charlie right now.
KB5LLI, KFN.
Wait.
Okay, about 2 minutes ago, same location, 5 miles west of Fletcher on Lake Ellsworth, golf balls, but it has stopped now.
Long ago?
Approximately 2 to 3 ago.
All right. So about 3 minutes ago, golf ball size hail, Lake Ellsworth, on the north side, I'll bet.
You got it.
I'm going to turn weather radio back on.
Terry, you...
I did what?
Warning's out.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, go ahead and do the warnings. I don't know what's happened to OUN, so anyway, do the warnings only.
Okay, I keep it to square, man. Okay, but again.
We're linked to 410, so if you'll do them for McLean, Cleveland, and then our counties, it'll be good.
Okay. They got a pretty significant funnel going on right now, looks like, up there in McLean.
Yeah, sure. They've got both of them, both the one at Perkins and the one at down here, and they're all screaming bloody murder, so.
Ripley.
That's way up north.
Okay.
I don't know if the TV stations are monitoring, but they need to tell their storm guys to quit screaming. The world is not coming to an end.
LLI, GMU.
At Austin.
Looking at a well-developed rotating wall cloud just to the west of Rush Springs on Highway 17 here. Still coming together pretty nicely here over the past several minutes. Nothing else new, but still becoming a little bit better organized.
Hey, rotation showing up in reflectivity loop, so it's there. You still have a lowered area. You have a rotating wall cloud.
Rotating wall cloud.
Just to the west of Rush Springs. Thanks, sir. KB5 LLA.
KF5 GMU.
Austin, where are you at? N5 VIN.
N5 VIN, I am due west of Rush on Highway 17. Due west of Rush on Highway 17.
Okay, you're looking straight west.
10-4.
Hey, that's going to be between Elgin and Sterling, that rotating wall cloud inside the Union.
It sounds about right to me. Still holding steady. Keeping our eyes on it.
Roger. Inside the Union.
The National Weather Service in Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeast Caddo, northeast Comanche, and southern Grady counties until 4:15 at 3:30. Weather spotters report a severe thunderstorm near Fletcher moving east at 30. Hazards include destructive winds in excess of 70 miles an hour and large hail up to ping pong ball size. Okay, by the pin.
Take it, Wade. I'm going to be away for a minute.
Got it.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for northeast Comanche and southeast Caddo. At 3:30, weather spotters reported a severe thunderstorm 5 miles. Correct, yes, 5 miles southeast of Surreal, movement to the east at 25. Hazards in the warning include destructive winds of 70 miles an hour, large hail up to ping pong ball size. Cape out of 10.
Rotating wall cloud is 4 miles south of Sterling. Current time.
We're rotating wall cloud 4 miles south of Sterling. Thanks, Troy. I'll pass it on to Gimpner.
Extending back northwest to Surreal. It is moving east, will be affecting areas such as Acme and Rush Spring in the next 15 minutes, and then we have a new cell developing now over the northwest edges of Alton between Uniahoma and Medicine Park. WX5, where you in?
K5FPN. Austin, you have anything new to report? K5FPN.
Wade, still seeing the rotating wall cloud just off towards the west of Rush Springs. It looks like it's extending about halfway down to the ground.
Okay, I'll pass that. Troy, anything new?
The rotation seems to be a lot broader than a few minutes ago. The scud and the wall cloud is getting closer to the ground.
Thanks, Troy.
Check in. Chin. A5MH Mobile Lawton. Available. Headed up I-44.
Hey, be advised, they got a storm that's got a rotating wall cloud, very large hail up there in the northeast corner of Comanche County, Mark, so be cautious.
Yeah, I heard that between Sterling and Rush Springs.
Got a west wind in Sterling current time in 5 VIN. Yeah, thanks. I'm 2 miles north, 2 miles south of Sterling, and we're out of the south here.
Got a reflectivity hook. Also, new activity going up near Cache.
Can you give me that again? Did you say near Cache?
Cache, Oklahoma, new activity going up there to the north and west of Cache. Eastbound should cross just north of Lawton if it continues to hold. Activity now south of Randolette and between the Red River and Wichita Falls now coming up. KB5 Elva. Better reflectivity hook on it there, Troy.
I'm right on it. In 5 VIN.
Burn southeast.
Looking southeast on radar.
That's
what I was thinking. I just couldn't believe it. Okay, in 5 VIN. Thank you.
When they get really strong, they take off to the southeast. And that one's strengthening, so it's moving southeast.
Keep wanting to go north, and it's backing me up.
Headed for North Marlow.
Hammered. I put it at home, 7-3.
Usher.
New significant weather advisory for Cotton, eastern Wichita and northern Clay counties until 4:15 at 3:43. A strong thunderstorm was located near Shepherd Air Force Base, movement to the east at 25. Another storm was located 5 miles northeast of Burt Burnett. Hazards include hail up to 1/2 inch in diameter, winds gust to 50 miles an hour. K5FPN.
Activity north and west of Cache continues. continuing to increase in the intensity, it looks like, moving off to the northwest. It's a small storm and stuff south of Randolette. Continues to move to the north and east and get a little bit larger in aerial coverage as it comes across the Red River. KV5LLO.
New severe thunderstorm warning for extreme northern Lincoln and Payne counties in central Oklahoma till 4:30 at 3:46. NWS meteorologist checked a severe thunderstorm along the line extending from Jenkins to 3 miles north of Perkins, moving east at 30. Half dollar size hail and 60 mile an hour winds.
This is the WX5OKC repeater.
Troy and Austin, looks like the highest reflectivity in the hail is just crossing over the county line into Grady County there to the west of Rush Springs. The area concerned back off to the west, and the whole storm kind of oozing off to the south and east. We're going to come across the Rush Springs and south. The area of concern will probably go to the north of Marlow. KV5LLI.
LLI, GMU.
Go ahead, Austin.
We're starting to get into some of the heavier rainfall, but still able to peer back into this. Still a lot of rising scud in here. Still trying to keep my eyes peeled for anything coming out of the base of the rotating wall cloud right now, so we'll keep you informed.
I appreciate it, sir. KB5LLI.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect till 6:15 for northern Comanche, southern Grady, and southeast Caddo County. At 3:47, weather spotters reported a severe thunderstorm 4 miles west of Eguam, movement east at 25. Hazard in the warning, destructive winds of 70 miles an hour, ping pong ball size hail, minor flooding in area of poor drainage. Locations impacted, Rush Springs, Nenecal, Sterling, Cement, Norge, Eguam, and Acme. Okay, but again.
Activity there that started near Cache continues to increase in aerial coverage. Extends from just on the northwest corner of Lawton up toward Mears and continues off to the east-northeast current time. Other activity down around Randolette continues to move north-northeast there across the Red River, and activity on to the south there into Wichita County and kind of holding its own. It'll be crossing over the Red River there near Randolette here shortly. KB5LLI.
LLI, GMU.
Yes, sir.
Still looking at a rotating wall cloud. Looks to be about halfway or two-thirds to the ground. Once again, rotating wall cloud, still west of Rush Springs, about halfway to two-thirds to the ground.
Affirmative. That's really increasing in aerial coverage there to the east of it. Looks like a big rain and hail event there, just preceding the updraft area. Do you see just to the west of Rush Springs where you see that lowered area?
Yeah, we're in the rain shield right now. I've been getting at least pea-sized hail here on the south side, a couple miles south of Rush. So we're just trying to get out of the rain so we can get a better look at this.
That'd be a good deal because it's kind of slipping south and east anyway, so you probably drop on south. Thank you, sir. Troy, where are you at?
I am 3 miles east and
south of Sterling. I'm looking through the wall cloud. It is to the northeast of me, rotating. As Austin described it, rotating slowly. Sky pulsing up and down.
QSL, KB5LLI.
HV thunderstorm warning for central Cleveland, southwestern central McLean, till 445 at 355 NWS meteorologist detected a severe thunderstorm located near Washington. Movement is east at 15. Hazards in the warning include ping pong ball size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Locations include Purcell, Noble, Slaughterville, Lexington, Goldsby, Washington, Coe, and Iwata.
QSD, QSD, WX5 unit with a radar update. In addition to what way just transmitted, our storm in Grady County continues to move east towards the Rush Springs area. We did have a split in the storm. The left split has already moved northeast over Chickasha. There likely is hail, probably up to nickel size, occurring with that storm. It's headed up towards Amber. Another storm is now just northeast of Lawton, and the storms that earlier were between Burke Burnett and Seymour are still lumbering along, but they are starting to gradually increase in intensity, particularly the one between Burke Burnett and Wichita Falls. Those storms are moving northeast. Grady County storm moves east. Less split moving northeast over Chickasha, and then the storm that Wade was just talking about continues to lumber east towards Noble. WX5OUN.
Forest, K5FN. Lowering starting to wrap up a little bit. It's going to be north of Highway 17 on the Comanche Grady County line in Bavillion.
What's it doing exactly, Troy?
It pulses nice on the up pulse. A little lower to the ground, a little rep, more tighter rotation. A lot of inflow, a lot of rotation.
It's on the Grady County line on Highway 17?
It'll be just north of 17 on the Grady County line.
USL. LLI. Station, go ahead.
All right, LLI, this is KF5GMU. I've repositioned to about 5 or 6 miles south of Rush on Highway 81, still looking back towards my north and west. Still a rotating wall cloud. It's about two-thirds of the way to the ground, still unchanged, still monitoring the base of the wall cloud.
Roger.
Rotation beginning to turn back to the southeast. A little more rapid rotation, a little tighter rotation. It's going to be a mile east of the Grady County line on 17.
USL. Getting in closer to ground.
Affirmative.
Okay, this activity out behind it, they come out of Cache and went across Lawton. It's accelerating pretty good, and it may get drawn into this business. We'll have to see how that all plays out here in a bit. How close to the ground is your feature?
fog cloud, a lot of rapid rotation. It's turning back to the southeast again now. It went north for a little while, now it's turned back to the south and east.
Roger. OUN, copy.
Yeah, yeah, I've been listening to all this. Troy, what are the winds doing at your back? Are they kind of holding speed, or you notice they've gotten stronger over the past 10 minutes?
Well, I've been moving for us right now. I've got a, the wind is, well, let me look. I'm going to stop and look. I've got a west, northwest wind right here where I'm at. The storm's getting south of me. I've got to get around back to the south of it.
Okay, in the meantime, we're extending the warning south into northern Stevens County, about the southern third of Grady in northern Stevens until 5:15. The storm is turning right, now moving southeast at 20 miles an hour. Hail size could go up to 2 inches in diameter, and there could be some wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour. WX5, will you in?
Boris, K5 again.
N5ZWS, KB5LLI.
LLI, GMU.
Go ahead, Austin.
As the other spotter in this area has mentioned, the other circulation, the first circulation is pretty much fizzled out. Now off towards my left, directly to my west, 5 south of Rust Springs, looking off towards the west. New circulation about halfway to the ground, pretty similar to what he was describing, about halfway to the ground, rotating, and plenty of scud rising into it.
Roger, roger. Thank you, Austin. KB5LLI. Wade, do you have any way of getting a hold of Sam?
Delta 5, India Bravo, Kilo, check in, Mount Purcell, over.
Station calling, are you at Purcell? Over. Station calling.
Kilo, Delta 5, India Bravo, Kilo, sitting right out the north end of Purcell.
Have a report, sir.
A broad rotation, not far out of the wall cloud itself. Over.
Okay. Let us know if you see anything changing there. KB5LLI. In K5WPN, KB5LLI.
Sorry, Jerry.
You able to get a hold of Sam, or have any way to get a hold of Sam? That's going to go right across his place.
I've advised John. He's on the north end of Marlow watching also.
Look at your radar loop. Look at the last two scans. The amount of aerial coverage has increased. All the way from Lawton to Amber.
Confirm that those two other cells are getting sucked into this on the back side of it. Hey, Terry, I'll call Sam and I'll let him know. Is that all right?
Yeah, if you can get a hold of him. I don't know where he's at, but this business is headed right toward his place.
Yeah, I've got three numbers for him. I'll get a hold of him one way or another.
Yeah, you'd be 5LLI. Thank you.
WB5YTO.
Yes, Mark. Okay. Is Nichols the largest hail ball size you see, sir?
It's tapered off a little bit, but I've also got some flash flooding going on.
I'll bet so. All right. Urban flooding and nickel size hail in Rush Springs proper. K
QST, QST, WX5WA with the radar update. Continue with our severe thunderstorm in southern Grady County, Rush Springs. Additional storms building back northwest to the north of Sterling. Another one about 7 miles west of Sterling. Storms farther south over southeast Cotton, northwest Clay, and point southwestward continue to slowly develop, move to the east about 25 miles an hour. Storm south of the Red River could be producing hail up to 1/2 inch in diameter and wind gusts of 50 miles an hour. Meanwhile, the storm at Noble is pulsing back up now as it moves off to the east. It is severe. We got a severe thunderstorm warning on it. Will be affecting areas mainly between Noble and Purcell over the next 5 to 10 minutes. WX5OUN.
Force KB5 in the line. Troy, that's back built over to. It stretches now from Richard Spur all the way over to Lindsay, basically. And anyway, that business between Rush Springs and Richard Spur now looks like it's going to kind of come across. Some of it's coming across your place there, it looks like.
Okay, I'm 6 miles west of Marlow, and this feature is on the downside post right now.
Roger.
And the feature's probably... it might be 3 miles, 2 or 3 miles west of Marlow, northwest of Marlow.
Affirmative. Shows up on reflectivity.
Hi, Bobby James.
Station.
A lot of skies starting to be pulled into this wall cloud with strong rotation now, just pulling east of Interstate 35 in Purcell.
At just north of Purcell on 35, rising scud.
Correct, lots of rising scud, strong rotation.
QSL. Thank you, KB5 LLI.
KB5 LLI, K5FN, John was able to get a hold of Sam.
Roger. Thanks, sir.
KB5YTO.
Go ahead, Mark.
We're continuing with some very heavy rain, and the hail's getting larger. We're up to quarters, and no sign that it's going to let up soon.
All right, we're up to quarters now in Rush Springs. You live right there in town, or are you off to the edge?
Out on 81, just west of Main Street.
Okay. OUN quarter size hail in Rush Springs, current time.
Copy that report. Thank you, WX5OUN.
A significant weather advisory for southeast Cotton and northern Clay until 5:15 at 4:13. A strong thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Ranlett. Movement to the northeast at 25. Hazards include nickel size hail and wind gusts of 50. KBFN.
This is the WX5OKG repeater.
Gary, you're doing a great job, W7CNK.
Station calling, go ahead.
I said you're doing a great job, W7CNK.
Alright, make the checks payable to KB5 LLI.
QST, QST, WX5 mile now near Sterling, moving east 25 miles an hour. Hail to the size of golf balls and winds in excess of 60 miles an hour are possible. As it moves east at 25 miles an hour across northeast Comanche County through 5 p.m. The other severe thunderstorm continues over Rush Springs, extending southeastward towards Cox City, and continues moving to the east to southeast about 20. The thunderstorms extend from just south of Temple, southwest of Hastings, down in Cotton and Jefferson counties, southwestward across Charlie, to just south of Wichita Falls, down to just northeast of Archer City, WX5OUN.
QSL, thank you for us, KB5LLI. Go ahead, Austin.
I am sitting north side of Marlow proper, seeing some pretty tight rotation here on the northeast side of town. We have had a couple of funnels dropping out of the bottom of this. We actually do have some RFD winds coming at our backside here, but we are noticing some tight rotation here in the bottom of this storm system.
Hey, thanks for the heads up on that, Austin. If it continues on, let us know. KB5LLI.
Areas of poor drainage. KFIWN.
QST, QSL. XFTWX5OUN, tornado warning for west central Garvin, northeastern Stevens, and extreme southeast Grady counties until 5:30. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is 4 miles northwest of Bray, moving east at 20 miles an hour. In addition to the possibility of a tornado, large hail to the size of golf ball size is possible. Once again, tornado warning until 5:30 for west central Garvin, northeast Stevens, and extreme southeast Grady counties, WX5OUN.
K4s, K5FN.
OTB Garvin County.
K5WPN, A5MH, thank you for the ride along. Newcastle area, checking out AE5MH.
Okay, Mark, be safe. K5WPN.
Go ahead. At this time, we'll go
go ahead and disconnect the link. And for you folks spotting in the 410 area, go ahead and continue to call in on 410. And we'll break the swear link. We'll break the swear link away from 410 this time. Will that work, sir?
Sound like a plan, WX5OUN.
It's almost like I come up with it. This is KB5LLI with the Southwest Independent Repeater Association Severe Weather Traffic Net. At this time, we're going to disconnect the link between the Swear Link and 410 Oklahoma City. Appreciate the use of the machine. KB5LLI bringing down the link.
Enhance the potential for storms to better organize in low level.
tropical mesocyclones, and then an attendant increase in the tornado threat in a relatively small time window before the nearest surface layer begins to stabilize with the onset of nocturnal cooling. WX5, will you in?